Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 15th day of February 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group, HF Relays, 1.862 MHz Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz Ross, VK7ALA, 7.140 Gary, VK7JGD, 14.130 Dale, VK7DG, 28.525 Tony, VK7VKT, and locally in Hobart on UHFCB channel 24 and HFCB channel 24. That's 11 meters with Mark, VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and on UHFCB24, HFCB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Now, save the date. Planning is well underway for the 2026 Tassie Ham Econ. The theme group has done a fantastic job and come up with the following theme for 2026. Hack the Ether. Education, Ingenuity, Connection. Hack the Ether celebrates the experimental DNA of amateur radio, where education meets invention and community meets curiosity. The 2026 conference invites participants to push beyond nostalgia and build the hobby's next chapter through practical learning, creative collaboration, and purposeful leadership. This is not just a conference, it's a living experiment. Attendees will work their way through 1.5 days of keynotes, workshops, poster sessions, talks, and hands-on sessions designed to connect makers, communicators, and educators. The conference will again be fully catered. Tassie Ham Econ 2026 is the meeting point of experimenters, educators, and storytellers. It's where education becomes exploration, ingenuity sparks collaboration, and connection builds the future. There will be the four focus areas to the conference. 1. Hack the mind, focusing on education and learning futures. 2. Hack the system, focusing on ingenuity and experimentation. 3. Hack the culture, focusing on engagement and connection. And hack the future, focusing on leadership and purpose. When? Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th, November 2026. What a conference, and we're planning pre- and post-conference events. Location will be the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Keep your eye on the conference's website as details unfold. That's 73s from the conference organizing group. Contest news. John Moyle, Memorial Field Day. Well, it's getting close to the third weekend in March, so it must be time to prepare for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. This year, it will be held from 100 UTC on Saturday the 21st of March 2026 through to 0059 UTC on Sunday 22nd of March 2026. The contest is divided into 8 3-hour blocks, and stations can be reworked in each block of time. After some changes were made to the rules on the 18th of January, it is now open up to all amateur bands up to 24 gigahertz, except the WARC bands. All phone contacts will attract 1 point, and all CW contacts will attract 2 points. There will be multipliers for all the call areas that will be credited with 3-hour blocks. Logging is always an interesting subject, and as time marches on, it would seem that N1MM is becoming the one-stop shop for all of our VK contests, along with many others. There is much information on configuring N1MM with the various customs UDC files that are available on the VK4SN.com website. There is an Excel sheet that's been released that the contents can be cut out and pasted into the VK Logger check site. It would seem that VKCL can be used, but the scoring will be incorrect, and the Cabrillo format isn't completely native, but can be edited. It's important to get the format of the log correct. Please, if you have any issues, reach out to the contest manager, or you could contact him. As there is no distance-based scoring, it is no longer required to exchange grid squares, just the serial numbers beginning at 001 and incrementing per contact. There are many sections to enter covering all of your favorite bands and modes: 6-hour section, 24-hour section, single operator, multiple operator, and these can be done either as a home station or as a portable station. Let's take this opportunity while the weather is still pretty good to get out and practice your portable operation. VK7 has had a great participation rate in this contest, so let's try and get a few VK7s into some logs and burn some spiders from our radios. That's 73s from Richard, VK7ZBX. Now, statewide SST V-Nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7, TW, AX, ZAB, ZGK, ZCF, and ZBX, all sharing 50 photos. The main themes were equipment setup for a DATV station, the 60th anniversary of the decimal currency, and the advertising character Dollar Bill. Trains, Wee Georgie at Tulla and the miniature railway at Evandale. Buses, a 1947 flexible clipper imported from Texas, and a Green Line coach built in Australia by Ansair. For those interested, there's a link in the text version. People moving systems in the UK, and other highlights were nicknames for co-workers and apprentice electricians. How strong do you like your coffee? Camping without whiskey. Whiskey as a medical band-aid. An interesting use for business cards, a hard-to-understand medical condition, a common mode current test jig, a 3D printed whip antenna storage holder, a mobile antenna thread adapter, a whisper propagation map of 6 meters with Japan, and don't tune up on my frequency. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV international gateway, and VK7's exchange photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European stations a chance to send photos. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, then there are archives of these SSTV night on Ken's and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs, and that's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, WWFF Sota Pota and Iota weekly wrap-up. Well, Worldwide Flora and Fauna has released its 2025 Marathon Awards with an impressive 3,900 awards issued. Head over to the official WWFF website, search your call sign to see if there's any new wall-worthy artwork ready to download. A big shout out to Travis, VK7VKT, who logged his first CW SOTA contact as an activator this week whilst activating Heron Back Summit. This is a fantastic milestone, and we look forward to hearing plenty more dits and dars from Travis on future activations. Hayden, VK7HH, headed to the East Coast to activate a POTA. POTA Tufa, Bay of Fires Conservation Area and Swimcart Beach. A Tufa occurs when two POTA sites references can be activated at the same time, typically because one reference is located within the boundary of another. Hayden logged 23 contacts using an ICOM 705 running 10 watts. Jim, VK7JZ, has been busy once again with multiple activations during the week, including Mount Wellington Summit and Rodway Range Summit. Now, these activations also activated Wellington Park Conservation Area and Mount Field National Park. And while operating from Rodway Range Summit, Jim made his first ever JACW contact while activating followed by a small pile-up of JA stations responding to his CQ. There was also a light-hearted moment on Mount Wellington summit when, in the rain, Jim accidentally spotted himself on a VK3 summit mid-activation. That quickly raised a few eyebrows among chasers, wondering how he'd travelled from VK7 to VK3 so quickly. The spot was promptly corrected. Across the two activations, Jim logged 39 contacts, 21 of them on CW, Travis, VK7 VKT, activated Collins Bonnet Summit and Herringback Summit, making 18 contacts across the two outings. Now, these activations bring his yearly total to 7 so far. Peter, ZPE, VK7 ZPE, and Al, VK7 AN, activated from Trevallon Nature Recreation Area and were rewarded with a nice run of contacts. Rumour has it that a shiny new Yaesu rig made its appearance for the activation as well. It's great to see so much activity around the state. And that's 73s from Matt, VK7 MAT. Now, QSL news. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 13th of February 2026 is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list below? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys or are unwanted and have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so he can either mail them out, if enough cards to make it effective, or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to westeh@aussiemail.com.au, and that's 73s from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Well, we've got new Northwest amateurs. Saturday the 31st of January, the club learning organiser, Brenton VK7HP, held a refresher class for two people. After the class, club assessor Andrew VK7XR conducted ACMA exams and one amateur, Jake, passed his standard exam, and now he has the call sign VK7PYP. The other participant, Tawny, passed her foundation and is awaiting a call sign allocation. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Are you ready for the dragon boat racing? The event is called Nipples on the Ripples Regatta. On Saturday, the 7th of February, the club provided safety comms for the dragon boat racing for breast cancer survivors on Lake Barrington. Club members Brenton VK7HP, Eric VK7EV, Andrew VK7XR, and Rob VK7ARG were assisted by NTARC members Stefan VK7ZSB and Andre VK7ZAB. Radio comms were located on the start boat, rescue boat, marshalling, control, boat, logging, and finish. We had a cracker of a day, 28 degrees, and not much wind and clear skies. Dragon boat crews came from Montrose, North Esk, Devonport, Hobart, and also Docklands, Geelong, Melbourne, Bendigo, Mackay, and Bribey Island. The day ran smoothly and we had a great time with the organising committee feeding and watering the amateurs. Around midday, the Flowers on the Water ceremony was held. In the ceremony, survivors of breast cancer boarded five of the colourful dragon boats and they rafted together in a memorial service remembering those that had passed away, and frangipani flowers were scattered across the lake by those in the boats, with a period of silence being observed. A very moving ceremony. All program events were able to run, and a big thank you to the amateurs involved in giving up their Saturday to assist this wonderful organisation. We'll post pictures and a video of the event on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of Northwest TARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summit on the Air WWFF Flora Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417-354-410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, NTARC. So, what were you doing? Yes, yesterday, but 60 years ago. Can you remember waking up on the 14th of February 1966 to a brand new currency, assuming you were in Australia, pounds, shillings and pence to dollars and cents? I'm not sure about the effect on amateur radio equipment prices, but the one thing I remember was I didn't get as many musk sticks as I thought I should have for 1 cent. A small moment in history, but a big one for the nation. Last Clubroom Tech Night, Lionel VK7ZLB continued with NTARC's tradition of test and measurement, with a presentation on the unseen variations between radio frequency connectors and adapters. Now, RF connectors may look the same or similar, but testing quickly reveals how differently they may behave, especially at higher frequencies. Key measurements include return loss, insertion loss, impedance stability, and mechanical repeatability. Precision connectors such as N-type and SMA are designed to maintain a consistent 50 ohm impedance and low VSWR across wide bandwidths. Time domain reflectometry exposes discontinuities, whilst vector analysis and quantifies the performance under real RF load. So even though they may visually look the same, as evident from Lionel's selection of samples on the table, connector choice directly affects system efficiency, noise performance, and overall signal integrity in RF equipment. The demonstrations took place on a pair of Sysjoint handheld network vector analyzers, one an SV4401A and the other an SV6301A, usable to 4.4 gigs and 6.3 gigs respectively. Lionel conducted the testing up to 3 gigs. Any mismatch that may be caused by wonky or misaligned geometry, dielectric variation, or poor assembly can introduce reflections that appear as bumps in return loss plots and Smith charts. Precision or industry-sourced connectors seem to maintain a stable 50-ohm profile, but cheaper online-sourced ones were showing impedance ripple that limits wideband operation. As frequency rises, even minor deviations become electrically significant. Lionel also connected up a drum of coaxial cable with the far end left open. This is effectively a plot of all the impedances from short to open circuit as you cycle through the wavelength multiples. The circular display closes in as the frequency increases and the attenuation becomes dominant over time. Have a look at the resulting Smith chart plot on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Hopefully this demonstration will be returned to once we can effectively show the instrument displays, plots and charts on the Clubroom main display monitor. Now for something unexpected from Lionel's test equipment, the signal generator side of his VNA when switched off continues to sweep the band but at full output level regardless of previous attenuation setting, i.e. at maximum level. Not ideal if you happen to be connected to the input of sensitive equipment or a power amplifier with an antenna. Lionel has loaded the latest firmware revision but still has the same problem. He's also been in touch with the distributor, and it's starting to look like this may be an ongoing problem rather than a one-off glitch. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday night, testnet and CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is me, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Now, the Clubroom Technical Night, the next session for NTARC will be on Wednesday the 18th of February and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Morning coffee, held every Friday morning at the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. Now, news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. The February Forum Night. Whisper Propagation Tool and Data Set. We started the night with a warning of serious atmospheric physics and science being undertaken with amateur radio data sets. Hi, hi. we had a quick intro of Dr. Andrew Klekochuk, who has been using the WHISPR dataset back to 2008 for research into some interesting propagation phenomena. Andrew looked at large solar X-ray flares and the flare effects being stronger at high solar zenith angles and their influence on higher frequencies. We then looked at the statistics of sporadic E and the wind shear and temperatures being the controls and the high latitude propagation modes. Andrew then out loud outlined the human factors at play with WHISPR stats, the auroral zone, and that these zones are less lossy than first thought. There was a slide on solar proton events blacking out communications on the poles and finished off with some other matters to consider along with reverse engineering the Hepburn charts used for tropospheric propagation prediction. We then went into an extensive sharing and question and answer session. A huge thank you to Dr. Andrew Klekochuk and all those who took part in the forum night. And the video of the night is available on the Reese YouTube channel. And that's 73s from Justin VK7TW. As a follow-up to the forum night, there were some interesting long-distance 6-meter WHISPR contacts made on the 10th and 11th of February between JH1GYE and VK7 and ZL3. VK7's ZAB, TW, DC and DIK all made WHISPR contacts with Izumi, and the longest contact being with ZL3TK at 9,512 kilometers, and the longest VK7 was VK7TW with 8,783 kilometers. Phil, VK7JJ, who is the author of The WHISPR Rocks, WHISPR analysis website, contacted the VK7 AR news team, letting them know that he had added a WHISPR VHF Plus page to the website. Under the menu is now a VHF Plus option. Put in your six-figure Maidenhead locator, and the clickable hours ribbon tracks Earth tilt with local daylight and grey line based on the locator provided. Thanks, Phil. Right, February 2026, Annual General Meeting. Today is the Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Incorporated, from 11 a.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. All AGM documentation was distributed to members earlier in the week. Bring them along with you, please. That's the Reese Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. This Wednesday night, we kick off our WEGS night for February, and with an update to the K3NG Kia. Now with a keyboard and 12 memories. Very handy. An Oscar Zulu 1 Juliet Hotel Mic Gezertel Algorithm Decoder. A look inside the evolution of hard disk drives from 8-inch, 5.25 inch, 3.5 inch, 2.5 inch, PCM, CIA, etc., and much more. Wednesday evenings kick off early with members drifting in from about 6 p.m. Many armed with takeaway containers or home-cooked dinners, they fully intend to eat while pretending to discuss RF propagation. The DATV studio broadcast begins at 7:30 p.m. and goes out live on the Reese YouTube channel. Around it unfolds the usual controlled chaos, lively debate, hands-on experimenting, gear tinkering, coffee consumption at an industrial scale, the hatching of elaborate cunning plans, and a kind of wide-ranging amateur radio mischief and global problem-solving that somehow only ever truly makes sense inside the club rooms. See you there or on the stream. That's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, the March presentation night is MeshCore Communication Platform. Heath, VK3TWO / VK6TWO, will be taking us on a tour of MeshCore. Remember packet radio in the 80s? Well, MeshCore is a modern equivalent on the 900 MHz ISM band, so you don't have to be a licensed amateur. MeshCore is developed by HAMS, but available to all, and is decentralized text-based communication platform. It's designed to run on commodity affordable development boards and uses low-RAR radios to create a mesh network. MeshCore works well over long distances and suboptimal RF conditions due to the underlying low-RAR radios. It uses flea power and has a small physical footprint. It's ideal for out-of-band communications that don't rely on traditional telecommunications or electrical infrastructure to support it. Great for the preppers out there. Messages are sent from a companion device, which are then relayed through repeaters to reach destination node. Guess what? There are even bulletin boards out there. Woohoo! Many of the MeshCore repeaters are standalone, solar powered, so look, Mum, no internet required. When all else fails, the MeshCore nodes, like the cockroaches, will survive. Oh, and for those hardcore packet radio operators, you can run APRS over LoRa on MeshCore. There are many different MeshCore setups available and prolific documentation, so Heath will be decoding where and what information is available. 73's from the Reese Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all those license levels. Key dates, foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months with the next one, Saturday the 21st of February 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. Next is 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reistassessor@gmail.com. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday via the North-South link from 7:30. And in the North and Northwest, VK7 RJG on 438.55 with a -7 MHz offset. And in the South, VK7 RAF on 146.650 with -600 kHz, and the CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North South. Right, there's the gateway VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to our VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Don't forget the microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast and the Reist 6 meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. Don't forget the SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Wednesdays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe. The NTARC testnet and testnet session every Wednesday from 7 p.m. The NTARC technical night session Wednesday the 18th of February from 6:30 at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. And don't forget the Friday coffee mornings. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres. That's on VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. The Northwest VK7 Tassie 2 metre DX Net Thursday, 8:30 p.m. local on 144.190. And don't forget the Reist events, 15th of February, the annual general meeting and barbecue. The Reist presentation MeshCore communications on 4th of March. And on the 11th of March, the forum night for Reist with 2 meter 70 centimeter transceiver testing in the club rooms. Now, a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7PD. Repeaters Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 meters, VK7GS, 80 meters, VK7DG, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7TW, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF CB24 and HF CB24 VK7 FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the North, VK7RHT, and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the South. If you've got any news to share, we'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.